USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI and federal prosecutors say they are charging at least 50 people in the largest college cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States.
We have charged three people who organized these scams, two SAT or ACT exam administrators, one exam proctor, one college administrator, nine coaches at elite schools, and 33 parents.
U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents knew their kids were cheating on the SATs and ACT entrance scores, and sometimes false sports credentials were being created as well. Some of the schools involved include Yale, Georgetown, USC, and Wake Forest. Britain has joined the likes of Australia and Chinese aviation authorities to temporarily suspend the use of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft following the deadly crash of one of those planes in Ethiopia, which killed eight Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
The Centers for Disease Control is reporting that at least 228 cases of the measles have been reported since the 1st of January. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor. He has an easy way to avoid getting the measles.
If people take the MMR vaccine, their protection against measles is 97%.
Yeah.
And we need 90% to protect the community, to get a community immunity going around, a ring of immunity. And that's why children really shouldn't go to school unless they've had that second MMR shot.
Lawmakers are poring over President Trump's financial blueprint. The $4.7 trillion budget proposal does make some deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. Arkansas Republican Steve Womack says the U.S. is in financial crisis and some tough choices need to be made.
As the Congressional Budget Office warned earlier this year, our nation is nearing a fiscal crisis. I would argue we're already in one.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing Cuba and Russia of keeping Nicolas Maduro in power in Venezuela. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo said the Kremlin is standing with its Venezuelan cronies against the will of the people of a sovereign nation to protect a Moscow-friendly regime.
Moscow, like Havana, continues to provide political cover to Maduro regime while pressuring countries to disregard the democratic legitimacy of the interim president, Guaido.
Mr. Pompeo said no nation has done more to sustain the death and daily misery of ordinary Venezuelans, including Venezuela's military and their families, than the communists in Havana.
As people continue to clean up the damage from the tornadoes in Alabama last week, Jamie Paul noticed something. Jamie is the founder of Flags for Vets. He noticed that a lot of American flags were also being damaged, and he decided to do something about this. He shares his story with Fox News.
Well, I was actually on the road that weekend. I was up in Florence, Alabama last week and putting some flagpoles up for some other veterans, and my wife had texted me and said that there was a tornado that had hit Beauregard, the local community next door to us. And I've got family and friends that live in that area. So when I got home that night, it was too late for me to go up then. But the next morning, I got up bright and early and grabbed chainsaws and everything else I would need to start helping. And I just went to the area to see what I could do.
Paul started Flags for Vets back in 2007. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.